Welcome to the Natural Marketer Podcast. I am your digital marketing specialist and host, Victoria Smith, the hashtag Natural Marketer. The Natural Marketer Podcast is the natural approach to marketing for small business owners who are working on a small or limited budget. I will deliver insight, pointers, and guidance on getting a small business online and in front of more prospects or walk-in customers. In this day and age, we are all consumed with information. And for a small business to survive, needs to be among all that information. I will guide you through techniques like the Near Me Search Success for local businesses, to how to manage reviews and local listings within a single platform, to the mastery of social SEO, making any small business owner or manager successful in the marketplace. Everything that I do as a digital marketing specialist revolves around digital footprints. So you must understand what a digital footprint is for your business and yourself. Business's digital footprint is the complete expression of you and your brand online. This includes everything that you've said or that others have said about your business or brand anywhere in the internet. It's everything from content you've created and strategically dispersed to comments and reviews posted by people you've never met. Your digital footprint is your brand's online reputation and something that must be prioritized in a digital marketing strategy. Your digital footprint is the collection of all online content that is associated with your business, including its website, social media profiles, your hashtags, your e-commerce store, online reviews, and any other digital assets. It is important for businesses to control their digital footprint in order to protect their brand reputation and avoid potential risks, especially during an era of cancel culture we are in today. It's time to get started getting hits, getting leads through local, search, and social media. This week, I will be providing tips and key factors for a small to medium-sized business to get started online or taking control of their digital footprint. So grab a pen and paper or open your notes app on your phone and make notes throughout this episode. If you have questions, feel free to email me at naturalmarketer@vsmithmedia.com or comment on our YouTube video feed. Let's get started. The key elements of a digital footprint for any business include a website. Your website is your online storefront, so it's important to make sure it's well-designed, informative, and easy to use. Your website should also be optimized for search engines so that potential customers can find you easily. Branding is your second element. Your brand is what makes your business unique. Make sure your website, social media pages, and other online content all reflect your brand's personality and values. Your social media. Social media is a great way to connect with potential customers and build relationships. Be sure to create profiles for your business on all the major social platforms and use them to share content that is relevant to your target audience. Online reviews. Many people don't believe online reviews help your business, but online reviews can help have a big impact on your business's reputation. Make sure you encourage your customers to leave reviews on your website, social media pages, or other online platforms. Content marketing. Content marketing is a great way to attract new customers and keep your existing customers engaged. Create blog posts, articles, infographics, and other types of content that are informative and valuable to your target audience. SEO, best known as search engine optimization, is a process of improving your website's ranking and search engine results, or SERPs. By optimizing your website for keywords that are relevant to your business, you can make it more likely that potential customers will find you when you search these keywords. In addition to these key elements, there are a number of other factors that can contribute to your business's digital footprint. These include your online presence and other websites. If you mention on other websites, such as industry directories or review sites, this can help you to improve your online visibility. Your offline presence can also impact your online footprint. If you have a physical location, be sure to include your physical address and contact information on your website as well as social media pages. More importantly, your employees. The actions your employees take can also impact your business's digital footprint. Make sure your employees are aware of the importance of maintaining a professional online presence. Creating an online media policy or social media policy can help you with this. By carefully managing these elements, you can create a strong digital footprint that will help your businesses attract new customers and grow your businesses off and online. Have you explored the web to see what is being put out about your company or brand? How does your business stack up online? It can be a tiresome and tedious process to even get started. A great place to start is to run a free digital footprint snapshot report at vsmithmedia.com. That's vsmithmedia.com. This will allow you to see a full view of your company online and what could be used for updates for accuracy and what can be improved for searchability content. It all starts with a baseline grade. But don't wait. Run your digital footprint snapshot report now for free at vsmithmedia.com. Remember, you aren't passing or failing. This grade is only a baseline of what needs to be reviewed. If you are a new business or an established business, just getting started online, then here are some key important factors when establishing your business's online presence. Create a website and select a domain name wisely. Did you know that your domain name is best optimized when it's under 15 characters? Yes, that's 15 characters. That's what Google determined as a good length in algorithms. If your domain is under 15 characters, if not, consider a secondary domain that you can link to your website like I have. Make sure you have keywords set up so that search engines pick up your website when these keywords are searched in all the search engines. Google suggests that you reuse the keyword on the page at least 5 times so the algorithm picks it up. Secondly, claim your brand online. Is there another business on the web that has a similar name as yours and you don't want to confuse followers, customers, and even employees? That's okay. To ensure you have people connected to you, then connect your website and your social media channels together so people can connect the dots with you. You can also create a Google business profile so that the business's brand is connected accordingly. It's important to use the name, keyword, or brand name on social media that is your domain. For example, I use vSmith Media as my handle on all social media networks. Do you know what your social media handle is? That's okay, most people don't. A social media handle is a unique identifier that is used to represent you on social media platforms. It is usually preceded by an at symbol and consists of letters and numbers and symbols. For example, my social media handle on Twitter is RealVSmithMedia or @RealVSmithMedia. Social media handles are used to identify and tag users in posts, commercials, and messages. They also make it easier for people to search for and find specific individuals and businesses on social media platforms. When choosing a social media handle, it is important to choose something that is memorable and easy to type. So you should also try to use a handle that is relevant to your brand and personal identity. For example, if your business sells shoes, you might want to choose a handle that includes the word shoes. My secondary social media channel is #vsmithmedia or #naturalmarketer. These two hashtags represent my business and my brand. Natural Marketer is, of course, related to the podcast and all my blogging, while vSmith Media is actually my brand name. It is also important to check the availability of a desired social media handle before you choose it. Some popular handles may have already been taken, and so you may need to come up with something more creative as an alternative. Once you have chosen a social media handle, you should stick with it across all social media platforms. This will help people to easily find you and keep track of your activity. Here are some key tips for choosing a social media handle. Make it memorable and easy to use. Keep it short and concise. Use only letters, numbers, and symbols that are allowed by social media platform. Try to avoid characters as much as possible. Choose a handle that is relevant to your brand and personal identity. Check the availability of your desired handle before you choose it. And stick your chosen handle across all social media platforms as much as possible. I have an exercise for everyone to participate. Share your social media handle with me in the comments section of this episode on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/@vsmithmedia. And tell me your social media handle so I can connect with you. Now let's talk about handling social media for your brand. Creating a social media policy for your employees is a good way to outline what employees can and cannot post on social media about the business. It should also include guidelines on how to handle negative reviews and comments. Be selective about the information you share online. Only share information that is relevant to your business and that you are comfortable with in being public. Use privacy settings on social media and other platforms. This will help control who can see what content. Avoid customer service issues online. Handle these directly and with effective communication. And integrate your social media with other digital assets like email marketing, website, chat, e-commerce marketing, and shopping. By doing these, you will be effective with social media and your brand, with your employees and yourself. Well, let's continue on to the next part of managing your business online. Online reviews and listings. Claim your online listings. Make sure that your business is listed on all major online directories such as Google My Business or Google Business Profile as it is known today, Yelp, and Bing Places for Business. This will help potential customers find your business online. Within these listings, respond to online reviews when customers leave reviews for your business. Be sure to respond promptly and professionally. This will help manage your online reputation and build trust with potential customers. Always remember to eliminate duplicate listing as much as possible so search engines are confused by them. Most listing companies will allow you to merge similar listings with similar content.